The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down.
The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town.
The opening when your heart beats like a drum.
The closing when the customers won't come. There's no business like show business.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. You're listening to Dresser After Dark. Dr. Stephen Spencer with us. We are talking about something very special, advanced biostructural correction. Stephen, let me ask you this. When you were working as a trainer, did you find many people who needed, that had the problem, especially with weightlifters, bodybuilders?
Oh, my God. There's so much of a problem with that, you know. And at that point, in my life, I had no idea how to correct people's posture. I was trying to do exercises to correct it. And the reality is you can't. You can't. If somebody is going to squat a certain way and they're squatting with their knees over their toes, you can't instruct them to squat a certain way. That's the way that their body mechanics are. So you have them do this exercise and that exercise to try to correct it. And you can make people stronger and allow them to compensate better, but you can't really fix their posture and make their mechanics truly better.
Speaking about posture, one of the P90X things, which I think is a riot, you do a push-up, but you do it where you've got your hands underneath your chest, and when you come down, you're on the top of your head.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Yeah. You can do that?
Impressive. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, one of the things that I've learned with this program or any other program, if you don't have the backup to make it work, you're in big trouble and you might as well not even start.
Right.
Okay. Now, the people that have you gone back to the gyms to work with this stuff now?
Absolutely. I mean, I work out at a gym up in Vernon Hills and called Export. I work out there and I actually meet a lot of people there and maybe a lot of them become patients because they actually see that I can truly make the changes that I'm claiming.
Hey, by the way, did you ever run into a naturopath by the name of Scott Looper?
No, I have not.
Okay, he was originally from Chicago, but he's been in Fairbanks, Alaska probably for the last 10 years now. Just thought maybe.
Chicago wasn't cold enough for him, huh?
No, probably not, no. he enjoys it up there. Now, yeah. He's got a great practice. He does a job. I went to him. That was my number one doc, and I have learned a long time ago that there are other things. You know, allopathic medicine is good. There is a place for it.
Exactly.
There's no question about it. But there are so many things that traditional medicine can do for you because, you know, before we had the chemical medicine, look, what did we have?
Exactly.
We had the traditional stuff.
Thousands of years ago, acupuncture was around.
No, absolutely. And it's, I think what's going on today, more and more people are beginning to accept it. Oops, we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
We've heard say you are gay night and day.
Oh, go away.
We drink water from a dipper. You drink champagne from a slipper.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dresser After Dark. Dr. Stephen Spencer with us. We were talking about advanced biostructural correction. Stephen, let me ask you this. Do you have a website we can find you at?
Absolutely. It's protouchrehab.com.
Protouchrehab.com. Now, what if somebody's not in the Chicago area? Do you have people flying into you?
I do have people from all over the country that fly in from see me, from Las Vegas to Florida to, let's see, where else? South Carolina.
Okay, so basically anybody can set the appointment up and come in, because if you get to the heart of it with this, and this is, sounds like it's truly the heart of it, it's got to eliminate a lot of problems and a lot of pain for a lot of people.
It really does. And what I tell people is if they are going to fly in from somewhere, that's fine, but they need to make it so that they can see me several times. So I would like to see them over a weekend. I'd like to see them probably, you know, three or four times at least, so I can make a lot of progress with them, because they don't get to see me that often.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Now, when you do the work in and of itself, and then you follow up with it, let me take it back before we get started with someone. What would be a symptom of somebody being out of sync?
Let's say somebody had blood pressure, cholesterol, overall tiredness, like grogginess, pale facial color, you know, any time you're feeling under the weather, a lot of times that is the case. It really does work for anything except for cancer, fractures, infections.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when you talk about cancer in and of itself, though, it seems as though. Now let me put it this way: if the spine is in its proper order and things are working, it also helps the immune system, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Okay. And it's the immune system in and of itself
that has to recognize the actual abnormal cell, correct?
Yeah. And so effectively may not cure anything, because we don't like to use that word. It's not really legal to say.
Exactly.
But at the same time, it might recognize it before it became a problem.
Absolutely. And there's been several instances. I was actually talking to Jesse the other day about this, where there was several other, you know, people that had come in and they were, you know, they had cancer and they had changed their diets and everything like that. And they nothing was really changing. And they started getting adjusted with ABC and their lives started to turn around. So the cancer actually started to turn around on its own.
Now, by the way, I heard an interesting story once. It was a guy who was diagnosed with lung cancer and he had to have an operation. And what he figured was that he might as well get in the best shape he possibly can, so it would help them through the operation. So he's up in the hills, he's running, he's doing his stuff, and he was sitting in the garage one day, and he was on an exercise cycle, just riding away and sweating and whatever, and all of a sudden he had that cathartic moment, and he made it okay to die. Didn't say he wanted to die, but he made it okay to die. Once he stopped the resistance, that immune system kicked in.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. The mind is a powerful part in healing as well.
Yeah, because they gave him a year and a half to live, and last I heard, 12, 13 years later, he's still up and kicking.
Yep.
Yeah, and so I really believe that a lot of that, too, if you're feeling good and if you have a mindset, it can move. And by the way, just to let you know, he never had any chemotherapy or radiation.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it worked out really well. And I think that in...
The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down.
The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town.
The opening when your heart beats like a drum.
The closing when the customers won't come. There's no business like show business.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. You're listening to Dresser After Dark. Dr. Stephen Spencer with us. We are talking about something very special, advanced biostructural correction. Stephen, let me ask you this. When you were working as a trainer, did you find many people who needed, that had the problem, especially with weightlifters, bodybuilders?
Oh, my God. There's so much of a problem with that, you know. And at that point, in my life, I had no idea how to correct people's posture. I was trying to do exercises to correct it. And the reality is you can't. You can't. If somebody is going to squat a certain way and they're squatting with their knees over their toes, you can't instruct them to squat a certain way. That's the way that their body mechanics are. So you have them do this exercise and that exercise to try to correct it. And you can make people stronger and allow them to compensate better, but you can't really fix their posture and make their mechanics truly better.
Speaking about posture, one of the P90X things, which I think is a riot, you do a push-up, but you do it where you've got your hands underneath your chest, and when you come down, you're on the top of your head.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Yeah. You can do that?
That's impressive. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, one of the things that I've learned with this program or any other program, if you don't have the backup to make it work, you're in big trouble and you might as well not even start.
Right.
Okay. Now, the people that have you gone back to the gyms to work with this stuff now?
Absolutely. I mean, I work out at a gym up in Vernon Hills and called X-Sport. I work out there and